Hey folks, here at OS Reviews, you're watching our video unboxing and first impressions look at the GPD XD. This is a handheld gaming console that features a 5-inch touchscreen display and runs on Android. It makes for a great emulation device, and of course GPD recently has had quite a bit of success on releasing kind of a new generation of UMPCs. That includes the GPD Pocket, which runs on full version of Windows 10, but is the size of something that fits in your pocket, as the name suggests. This version here is the cheapest in GPD's current line of products. It sells for around $180 on GearBest. You can find it in the links down below. And this is also a brand new kind of limited color edition. It's wine red compared to the traditional black. The product itself isn't completely new to the market. It's been out there for about a year and a half to 2 years or so since it was officially recognized in the media. So it's been selling for a bit of time, but it still holds up quite well, again, for gaming as well as for emulation purposes. In terms of the packaging here, it's very simple. It's almost cartoon-like. You have this interesting logo and then the GPD stamp on the back. There's this quote that says, "When you smile, the world loves him. When you laugh, the world fears him." So perhaps that means if you are really engaged in your games and you start laughing out because you found success, people around you will look at you in fear. Who knows? But it's an interesting quote. Anyways, inside the packaging, which opens like a book, there is a third color choice, but this version is actually not available for purchase on GearBest or on any other online vendors to my belief. Otherwise, the device is running on a quad-core ROC chip processor. It's the RK3288. It's a pretty powerful chipset. It's really dedicated for gaming, and that is its emphasis on power. But interestingly, it's clocked at 600 megahertz. So again, it's evidence that you don't need to have what's on paper kind of the fastest unit for games to run well. It really is all down to optimization. And we'll find out more in our testing whether or not these claims are true and whether or not it really is responsive enough. It comes with 2 gigs of RAM, and the capacity here is either 32 gigs or 64 gigs, expandable via micro SD card. It's running on Android, so like any other Android tablet or smartphone, it has Wi-Fi, it has Bluetooth, GPS. There's a HDMI port as well for connecting the console to a television set and transforming it into a larger experience, almost like the Nintendo Switch. Otherwise, it features, again, that 5-inch 720p IPS display. So packaging-wise, we have just a simple micro USB cable for power and charging. There's also screen protectors if you want to install it over the 720p IPS display, and there's also a user manual that documents how to quickly set it up and use it. Setting this off to the side and taking a look just at the XD, you can see that in terms of dimensions, it reminds you quite a lot of something like a Nintendo 3DS XL. So very similar in terms of the build, the weight, and the overall feel in the hand. That's not a bad thing because it's a beautifully crafted device. It's made entirely out of polycarbonate plastic, but it is very shiny and glossy, and it feels nice. It doesn't creak or cringe on the edges. The side here features a lanyard port, whereas on the top, we have access to the shoulder keys left and right for your games and emulations. There's also a secondary shoulder key R2 and R1. In addition, there is a full-sized, what looks like 3.5mm headphone jack, mini HDMI port, micro USB for charging, and a micro SD card for expanding on the memory. Rubber feet on the bottom here that prevents it from sliding around. Already you can see that it's tracking a fair amount of fingerprints, and there's also kind of the model number printed on the bottom from the manufacturer. That's more or less it. So fairly clean, again, and very reminiscent in terms of form factor to the aforementioned Nintendo 3DS XL. So flipping it open, again, we do have a pretty solid hinge. It opens up almost like a mini laptop or, again, a UMPC. We have a quite glossy and shiny display, which, again, is completely touch sensitive. It supports multi-touch. And down below, there is the GPD logo. There are stereo speakers, start select keys, back and home keys, which are standard for Android. There is a D-pad on the side, which feels, again, pretty tactile and responsive, which is, of course, very important on a gaming console. And there's also A, B, X, Y keys. There's also 2 joysticks, which, again, are important if you're using it for, let's say, PlayStation 1 or other PlayStation games. And there's also L3, in addition to volume controls, power keys, and a dedicated game menu that you can tap on to enter into your games. All right, so let's turn on the device. Let's see if there's any juice on the first boot process, and there seems to be a little bit left. Otherwise, let's see, the hinge will actually fold down completely 180 degrees all the way back. And since it is IPS, you can tell that the viewing angles are immediately quite impressive. So this is as far back as it goes, which makes sense since, again, it's not really a tablet. And it can hold up in a number of different tilted angles for using it for gaming, as well as for media and watching movies, browsing the web, etc. All right, so it seems to have been fully loaded up now. And again, we can simply tap to unlock. It's actually running on a customized version of Android 4.4 KitKat on paper that seems, again, kind of outdated now in 2017, but it's not really a big deal because you're using this for gaming anyways, for running emulators, and all of those things will run flawlessly on this platform. In addition, again, there is quite a heavy skin because it's been optimized just for gaming, so you can't really even tell what's going on beneath the surface. So it has an interesting layout. Immediately we can tell that there is time and date information on the top, battery status. We have a few emulator kind of recommended options under downloads, and if we swipe over to games, it also tells us a few games that looks like have been preloaded. Under applications as well, you'll find your other kind of standard apps, including things like BBC News, standard browser, utilities, Play Store. Again, there are quite a few preloaded apps on here, including Netflix, MX Player Pro, which supports a wide variety of file codecs. There's also Twitter and YouTube. So definitely more than on a vanilla build of Android for sure. Under settings, you can also change things like brightness, Wi-Fi, etc. If we go back to emulators on the bottom here, you can even change the tab to go through different types of consoles. So that includes things like arcade, Nintendo 64, so on and so forth. And what's interesting is if you tap on these corresponding options, they actually give you more recommendations that you can download. So there seems to be links available where you can immediately download some of these emulator titles without even having to do that yourself through the internet or a micro SD card. So it really is built and geared for gaming. I'm curious to see if I kind of close the lid down. Indeed, you can see the screen has shut off as well. So it's smart enough to know that when the hinge is closed, it turns it off to save power. So certainly very interesting. There's also a power LED on the very bottom that glows gently. Seems like, again, a very compelling gaming emulator, perhaps one of the best, you know, if you are looking for an Android system compared to some of GPD's other offerings like the Win or the Pocket, which runs on Windows 10. Actually, Android is going to be a better option than Windows for most emulation titles, especially since it's a mobile platform. It's also more energy efficient and runs better on lower powered hardware. So despite the fact that this is the cheapest, it might actually still run the best if you are looking for a interesting gaming console that isn't quite mainstream. So we'll be doing a lot more testing with this and come out with a much more complete review soon. But for now, this has been our unboxing. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews. This has been the first impressions look at the GPD XD Android gaming console.